想继续跟大家来查考灵修会的主题。
I would like to continue the study of the topic in our adult spiritual seminar.
七样致命的罪。
That is the seven deadly sins.
啊，当然罪有很多。
There are many kinds of sins.
但是这个七种常常是最严重的。
Yet these seven are the most severe kind.
我们今天要来查考第五点。
Today we'll study the fifth kind.
就是贪食。
That is gluttony.
有人当时在描写主耶稣说他是好酒贪食。
Once people criticized Jesus as a drunkard and a gluttonous.
是税吏跟罪人的朋友。
That he is a friend of sinner and tax collector.
当时对主耶稣的批评是一半是对的，一半是错的。
The criticism they have for Jesus is half right, half wrong.
耶稣是税吏跟罪人的朋友，这是对的。
It is true that Jesus is the friend of sinner and tax collectors.
因为耶稣来世界不是要审判，是要拯救。
Because Jesus came to the world not to judge but to save people.
他能够拯救税吏跟罪人，这第一个方法就是要跟他们做朋友。
In order to save sinner and tax collector, the first step is to become their friends.
但是说耶稣是好酒贪食的，这就不对。
But to criticize Jesus being a gluttonous or a drunkard, that's totally wrong.
因为为着跟税吏做朋友，他必须要跟他们吃，跟他们喝。
In order to become friend of sinner and tax collector, Jesus had to eat and drink with them.
所以吃跟喝是主耶稣要跟税吏在一起的一个方法，不是目的。
So to eat and drink is merely a method that Jesus used to draw near to sinner and tax collector.
主耶稣从来没有忧虑要吃什么要喝什么。
Jesus never worried what to eat and what to drink.
他说飞鸟有巢，狐狸有洞。
Jesus says, bird has nest, fox has holes.
我没有放枕头的地方。
The Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his pillow.
没有一个人的生活比主耶稣更单纯。
No one led a more simple life like Jesus.
所以他到婚宴的场合，可能他在那吃喝。
So perhaps he ate and drank in a wedding banquet.
但是在平常的生活，他又过着很简朴。
Yeah, in his normal life, it was very simple.
所以我们看主耶稣的生活是很自由的。
We can see that Jesus indeed lead a very free life.
他不受到吃喝的捆绑。
That he is not controlled by eating and drinking.
但是反过来看我们今天。
But on the contrary, if we examine ourselves.
我们常常受到吃喝的捆绑。
Many times our life are dictated by eating and drinking.
圣经告诉我们能吃能喝，这是神的恩典。
The Bible tells us to eat and drink is the grace of God.
所以能吃能喝，这不是罪。
To eat and drink is not sin.
这是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God.
请看提摩太前书第六章。
Please refer 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
十七节
，verse 17，
第六章的十七节
，First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17。
你要属乎那在今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。这里说，我们要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。
This verse advises us to rely on God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
那《使徒行传》里面说，神赐给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
In the Book of Acts, it mentioned that God gave us satisfy our life so that we have joy.
在生活当中，我们有这个能力，有这个机会，能够吃，能够喝，这是神的恩典。
To have the opportunity to eat and drink in our life is a grace of God.
但是问题在哪里？
But what is the problem?
问题，如果我们把吃喝当作人生很重要的一件事情。
The problem occurs when we treat eating and drinking as a high priority in our life.
那这就误用了神的恩典。
That is to misuse the grace of God.
特别是中国人很注重吃喝。
especially for Orientals, Chinese people emphasize eating, drinking much.
有一句话说，人以食为天。
That Chinese says, eating is as important as heaven.
所以这就讲了，最重要就是吃啊，跟天一样，一样大。
And eating is as great as heaven.
但是我们在中国的文化里面，同时也看到人对吃喝淡泊的一种追求。
But also in the Chinese culture, we have seen the people who consider eating, drinking as very a low priority.
好像孔子在赞美颜回他的学生。
Just like Confucius praised one of his student 颜回，
说他吃一碗饭喝一瓢水，他不改其乐。
颜回 even though he had very simple food and drink water, yet his life full of joy.
在中国古代，吃喝很重要。
In ancient Chinese, eating drink is very important.
但是颜回为了求道，他就发现吃喝变成不是这么重要了，求道更重要。
And 颜回because of pursuing for the truth, considered eating drinking as second priority.
所以古代的中国人就有一个观念了，吃喝很好，但是有一些事情比吃喝更重要。
So in ancient Chinese, they realized there are something more important than just eating and drinking.
那现在我们在这个二十世纪的末期，
living in the end of 20th century,
经济发达。
We have very good economy.
生活富裕。
We have an abundant life.
所以人对吃喝的追求可以说是空前的。
So the pursuit of eating and drinking is peak.
我们当中如果要回到台湾的经验。
So if you ever have a time returning Taiwan,
如果你回去三十天呢、啊，大概被请过至少三十次吃饭。
If you just stay there for 30 days, perhaps you will be invited for more than 30 times our banquet.
所以有时候请的人是很好意啊，那你吃得很痛苦。
So even people who invite you come up with good intention, yet we actually suffer while eating.
因为身体上真的是没有那个需要。
Because we don't have this need in our stomach.
那有的人糖尿病，有的高血压，有的胆固醇高，又不好意思推。
And some people is inflicted with diabetes, high blood pressures. It's very hard for us to decline this invitation.
所以我们看在台湾的人哈，这个一千块、两千块呀、啊，一掷千金呐、啊，就面不改色。
So we can see people just spend thousands of dollars on meal, and yet they seems they were not bothered by this high expense.
所以有的人说，一年吃掉一条高速公路。
So people criticize that Taiwanese people, the money they spend on eating drinking is more than building a highway.
那我们就可以发现，那个吃喝已经是变成圣经里面所说的贪食。
So we can see that kind of eating. It's like gluttony described in the Bible.
那到底我们有没有办法在这个基督徒能够回归到圣经过简朴的生活？这是一个很大的挑战。
It is serve as a great challenge for us today, a Christian, whether we can return to a simple life as instructed in the Bible.
有时候我们喝喝咖啡，这并不是有什么错。
We drink coffee is not a problem.
啊，喝喝茶也没有什么错。
To drink tea is not a problem either.
但是有时候我们那个茶拿起来看，一斤茶台币三千块。
But if we today people are so picky with tea, just one pound of tea can cost thousands of dollars.
叫美金差不多快一百块钱。
Thousands of Taiwanese dollars, so it's equivalent to about hundreds of. American dollar.
哇，这一杯茶比一杯咖啡贵得好多。
So one cup of tea, is actually more expensive than one cup of coffee.
所以人如果常常以这个做人生的一种享受。
So if our focus is enjoyment, this life.
哦，可能就是贪吃。
Perhaps we become a gluttonous.
所以我们所强调的说，吃喝是恩典。
So we emphasize to be able to eat and drink is the grace of God.
但是如果过分的追求，
but if excessive pursuit of eating and drinking,
这是灵性的一种问题，
it demonstrate a symptom of a spiritual disease.
啊，请看加拉太书的第五章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
19节。
Verse 19。
说情欲的事情是显而易见的。这里讲啊，说情欲的事情有很多。
The acts of sinful nature are obvious.
然后到了二十一节。
Verse 21。
说嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴。
Envy, drunkenness, and orgies.
这个荒宴就是不合情理的吃喝。
To have an orgy is to have excessive eating and drinking.
那圣经把这个列作这是情欲里面的一项。
The Bible lists this as one of the symptom of spiritual disease, the lustful desires.
那十七节说圣灵跟情欲相争。
Verse 17 mentioned that the spirit fight against the flesh.
那十六节说你们如果靠圣灵行就不放纵肉体的情欲。
Verse 16 said, if we live by the Spirit, then we will not gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
所以可见这个没有情理的吃喝，这是一种情欲。
So we can see that excessive eating, drinking is a sinful nature.
但是如果人被圣灵充满，他就不会放纵肉体的情欲。
But if a man is filled by the Spirit, he will not gratify the desire of his flesh.
也就是他可以控制肉体的欲望，而不会被肉体的欲望控制。
That is, he can subdue the desire of his sinful nature, yet he will not be controlled by the flesh.
所以过分注重吃喝，这是属肉体的。
So excessive emphasis on eating and drinking is a sinful nature behavior.
不是神喜欢的。
It's not something that God pleases.
这跟圣灵的果子节制是相反的。
It is on the contrary, it's contrary to the fruit of the Spirit.
我们接下来看罗马书的十三章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书的十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
十二节。
Verse 12.
黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就应当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。十三节。
13.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增敬嫉妒。14节。
14.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。这个14节圣经说不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Verse 14 says Do not think about how to gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
总要披戴基督。
Instead, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是两个是相反的。
We can see these two things are in contrary to each other.
那我们再看前面一节，他就把荒宴、醉酒、好色、邪荡、增敬嫉妒，把它就归纳就说这个叫做为肉体的安排。
And verse 13 described that orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, debauchery, but all these are considered gratifying the desire of sinful nature.
所以这样看起来哈，这个过分注重吃喝，这不是属灵上的好现象。
So if a man is excessively or obsessed by eating and drinking, it's not a good phenomenon.
有一次我到香港去
，Once I visit Hong Kong.
早上八点，然后带他去吃早点。
Was morning 8 a.m. I went to have a breakfast.
哇，那个饮茶里面已经福利已经都是满满的。
The dim sum restaurant is full of people.
中午晚上到晚上十点都是满满的。
And even during lunch time and dinner time, the restaurant is still packed with people.
所以我们可以看到，现在人真的很注重吃喝。
That shows how much people emphasize eating.
但是圣经告诉我们，圣灵的果子是节制的。
Yet the Bible tells us the fruit of the Spirit is self-control.
那过分注重吃喝，会忘记人生真正的目的。
If a person is obsessed by eating and drinking, he will forget the true purpose of human life.
早上起来就是要想早餐要吃什么。
So when he wake up in the morning, he think about what should I eat.
那早餐吃完就开始想中午要准备什么，怎么变化。
After breakfast, then he think, well, what should I eat at lunch for a change?
睡个午觉起来想晚餐要怎么再不同。
And after afternoon a nap, he was worried about what to eat during dinner.
那有时候这种生活方式会让人忘记的，到底人活着为什么？是为吃，还是有更高的目的？
So this kind of a living style caused people to become forgetful about the true purpose, the meaning of life.
啊，请看哥林多前书十五章。
Please refer 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
31节
Verse 31.
哥林多前书十五章的三十一节
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 31.
弟兄们，哦，我在主耶稣基督里指着你们所夸口极力说我是天天冒死的。32节
32.
我若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死啊。这里保罗在提到基督徒最伟大的盼望。
In these two verses, Paul mentioned the greatest hope of every Christian.
就是死人要复。
That is, the dead will be raised to life.
死人复活的原因就是因为耶稣已经复。
The reason dead will be resurrected is because Jesus Christ himself was resurrected.
死人复活的结果就是要跟神同享荣耀。
The result of resurrection is that people will enjoy glory with God.
那个是没有办法形容。
That's beyond description.
那保罗说，如果死人不能够复活，
if the dead cannot be raised to life,
信耶稣就没有真正的盼望。
Then our hope in Christ is in vain.
所以信耶稣就好像人生的修身养性，死就算了。
So so when death arrives and everything is end.
那如果死人不复活，保罗说，那我为什么？在以弗所跟这些野兽在战斗呢，对我有什么益处呢？
Paul said, if the dead are not raised, why am I fighting with the wild beasts in Ephesus?
他这里讲这个野兽不是指的真的野兽。
He didn't, when he mentioned wild beasts, he didn't mean a physical wild beast.
是指的说有一些人啊，没有人性，在逼迫基督徒，跟野兽一样。
He was referring those persecutor of Christians,they lack human heart. They just act like wild beast.
那保罗天天冒生命的危险，跟这一些人在奋斗，要把福音传开，就是因为有一个复活的盼望。
The reason that Paul risked his life fighting with these wild beast people, is because he has a hope of resurrection.
那死人如果不复活，那我天天就吃吃喝喝死就算了。
So he said, if the dead are not raised.Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die.
所以这句话就是提醒我们啊，如果我们天天就是过着吃吃喝喝的生活，就是等于我们没有一个将来的盼望。
So this statement remind us, if we live a life merely occupied by eating and drinking, and then we truly do not have hope in our life.
那因为没有将来的盼望，所以现在肉体的欲望能够满足，就是赶快满足，死就没有了。
Because we lack hope in the future, so we just focus.The gratification of our lustful desire right now.
忘记了人生真正的目的。
And we forget the true purpose of human life.
圣经里面记载两个例子。
The Bible gives us two examples.
一个是创世纪二十五章。
First one is recorded in Genesis chapter 25.
在记载这个以扫。
It mentions Esau.
为着一碗红豆汤放弃了长子的名分。
Because of one part of porridge, he gave up his elder son's inheritance.
我们看希伯来书怎么描写。
Let's refer the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12.
十六节。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 16. Verse 16 of Hebrew chapter 12.See that no one is sexually immoral or godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance right as the oldest son.
这个地方说这个以扫是贪恋世俗的。
It mentioned that Esau is a person who lost in this world.
把一点食物把长子名分卖掉了。
Just because of a single meal, he sold his inheritance right.
就是为了吃，满足肚子的需要，把那个永生的福分卖掉了。
Just for a meal, he sold his inheritance.
所以这个吃，这个只是代表 很多肉体欲望里面的一种。
So eating is merely many one of our lustful desires.
所以以扫的例子就是代表人为着满足肉体的欲望，永生不要了，这个就忘记人生真正的目标。
Esau is a bad example of a person for the gratification of a sinful nature. He was willing to forfeit his eternal future and blessing.
我们人有很多不同的欲望。
As human, we have many kind of desires.
吃的、喝的、听的、看的、住的，很多的欲望。
We have desire to eat, drink, to live, and to see, to hear.
如果把这个方向放到那个欲望的满足，而不是放在追求永生上，那就忘记了人生的目的。
If our direction of life is to gratify all these desires, but not on eternal life, and then we are heading the wrong direction.
所以魔鬼很厉害啊。
The devil is very evil.
用世界的享受来引诱人离开神。
It used the enjoyment of life to entice the Christians.
一逼迫，大家就热心起来了。
He knew that if persecution arrived, people will become zealous in their faith.
因为逼迫太明显了。
Because persecution is very obvious.
现在如果逼迫马上来到，我想我们天天祷告。
Suppose persecution arrived now, I imagine people will pray daily.
但是魔鬼用世界来引诱，大家就没有警觉。
However, if Satan used the world to entice the saint, and people lose their alertness.
有，要变成好。
We have something we want to have better.
好，要变成更好。
We have something better, we want the best.
没有，变成有。
We have not, we desire to have.
有，要更多。
If we have, we want to more.
所以这个人的欲望没有穷尽。
So the desire of a man bottomless.
那魔鬼就是用这个世界在引诱人的欲望，使人的头脑整天在想，就是讲欲望怎么满足。
So Satan put all kind of desire in our mind, so we just get buried with this desire.
忘记了人活着是追求永生。
And that we forget.Our purpose of life is to pursue eternal life.
这到最后变成保罗讲的啊，如果没有盼望，我就吃吃喝，就是满足欲望，死就算了。
So just like Paul said, if there's no hope, we might as well eat and drink because tomorrow we will die.
我看路加福音十二章。
Let's refer Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
十六节
，verse 16。
路加十二章的十六节
，Luke chapter 12 verse 16。
就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛。十七节
，17。
自己心里想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？十八节
，18。
又说，我要这么办，把我的仓房拆了，盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。十九节
，19。
荣耀对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可以做多年的费用。只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。二十节，神对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归回谁呢？”这个地方讲说一个人啊，田产丰盛。
This verse describes a person who has abundant harvest.
那人田产丰盛以后，第一件事情讲到什么？想到什么
？When he has this great crop, what occurred to him first?
这里说啊。你只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
He said, take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
所以对一个基督徒啊，当我们经济好起来，田产丰盛，应该第一件事情想到，怎么样用神给我的来回报神。
As Christian, if we are fully blessed by the Lord, the first thing we should say, I think, how to repay the love of God.
那这个表示我们人生目标很清楚。
This shows that we have a clear direction of life.
用我们所有的来回报神，那就有看不见的富足。
If we try to repay God's great love with what we have, it's a great goal in our life.
但是当一个人所有越来越多的时候，非常容易人忘记了那看不见的追求，这是暂时的吃喝享受快乐吧。
Unfortunately, when a person has too much material possession, he often overlook the spiritual side of life. He just focuses on eating and drinking.
所以过分注重欲望的满足，包括吃喝， 会使人忘记人生真正的目标。
So, when a person overemphasize the eating and drinking, he forget the true purpose of human life.
那人如果太注重吃喝，会使人专心以地上的事为念。
If a person is obsessed by eating and drinking, he thinks only on things on earth.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Please refer Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书的第三章
Philippians chapter 3
十八节
verse 18，
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪告诉你们，十九节
verse 19，
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚子，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。当时腓立比教会有一小部分的人呐、保罗说，他们行事为人是基督十字架的仇敌。
At a time in Philippian church, a small group of people, they live as enemy of the cross of Christ.
那保罗先说结论。
So Paul gives their result first.
说结局就是沉沦。
Verse 19 says their destiny is destruction.
那到底他们做什么事情
？What did they do?
他们的神就是自己的肚子。
Because their God is their stomach.
也就是说把欲望吃喝的满足那个重要性超过神了。
That is, the satisfaction of the stomach is become more important than worshipping God.
那这在神面前这是羞耻的。
This is a shameful act before God.
人被欲望牵着鼻子走在神面前这是变奴隶的，这是羞耻的。
Because when a person is controlled by his own desire,He becomes a slave of his flesh.
但是当时的人这么没有智，他没有这个属灵的智慧，他以这个做荣耀。
Yet, they lack spiritual wisdom. They still consider this act as a form of glory.
把地上的享受能够超过别人，当做一种荣耀。
And they consider if they have greater enjoyment on earth than other people, it's their own glory.
专以地上的事为念。
So they.Their mind is on earthly things.
所以哥罗西书里面说
So in the book of Colossians, it mentioned.
我们看这个哥罗西书
Let's refer Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章第三章
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节
Verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就应当求那在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的上事。第三节
3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命一同基督藏在神里面。这个地方说
In this three verses mentioned.
第二节说我们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。
Verse 2 says Set your mind on things above.
那第一节说应当求上面的事。
Verse 1 said Set your heart on things above.
所以这一段圣经就是在讲我们像老鹰一样。
These verses describe that our life is like an eagle.
活在地上要超越世界。
Even though we live in this world, we need to transcend this world.
所以心要追求属灵的事情。
That is, our heart needs to focus on spiritual things.
因此当一个人专以地上的为事为念，以吃喝做人生的目标，那这就变成不是一个追求灵性进步的人。
If a person's mind is set on earthly things, he's not pursuing a spiritual goals.
所以马太福音里面呢、在记载挪亚的世代。
In the book of Matthew, it described the generation of Noah.
我们现在看马太福音的24章。
Please refer Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
37节
Verse 37
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。38节
38
当洪水以前的日子，人照常的吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进了方舟那日。39节
39
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去了，人子降临也要这个样子。 圣经里面讲说，主耶稣降临的日子也要这样子。
The Bible described that the day Jesus come again will be like this.
那个时候，像挪亚的日子啊，不知不觉洪水就来了。
At the time of Noah, people were washed away by the flood unknowingly.
为什么圣经说不知不觉？
How can this happen beyond their knowledge?
圣经说挪亚传义道。
The Bible described that Noah was preaching the righteous truth.
他传义道差不多快100年了。
He preached the words for about 100 years.
那圣经又说为什么那个世代人不知不觉呢？
How come the people still didn't know anything?
就是他们的心呢、啊，他们心不在那里。
That is their heart did not reside on these things.
有时候我们心在想一件事情哦，别人跟我们讲话讲完了。你是有听，但是听没有进去。
If a person focusing on thinking something, he often did not hear what other people is telling him.
我记得说以前有一个故事，是爱迪生还是谁？他研究的时候很专心啊，要煮蛋，结果把手表放进去了，心不在那里。
I heard a story that Edison, because he was focusing on his own invention, he wanted to cook an egg. Instead, he put his watches.In the pot.
所以挪亚到处传义道。
Noah was
传拯救的道理啊。
Noah was preaching the words of salvation.
但是那个时代人心不在那里。
Yet the people in that generation did not put their heart to it.
他心在哪里
？Where were their hearts?
吃喝嫁娶。
They focus on eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
那这个吃喝嫁娶就代表肉体的欲望的满足。
That is, they focus on the satisfaction of their flesh desire.
因为这个人的心呢、啊，集中在肉体的欲望上面，所以挪亚传警告有听啊，但是没有感觉。
So because they were focusing on their physical desire, they didn't really listen to what Noah was preaching.
所以今天我们做基督徒最大的危险。
So this is the greatest danger for a Christian today.
就是当我们样样都有的时候。
That is when we have everything.
有时候我们好像在教会里面听道理。
Sometimes it appears that we are listening to the sermon in the church.
心不容易有感受。
Yet our heart is not moved by the sermon.
因为我们的心已经不在这个上面。
Because our heart is no longer lingering on this matter.
所以听起来好像没有什么感觉，不知不觉。
And that's why, the truth did not touch our heart.
因此这个人如果太注重这个欲望啊，以地上的事为念，有时候灵性一直在走下坡，自己不知道。
So if a person just set his mind on earthly things, his spiritual condition will degenerate.
我们现在看诗篇106篇。
Please refer Psalm chapter 106.
诗篇106篇的十四节
，Psalm 106 verse 14。
反照在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。十五节
，verse 15。
他将他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。
Verse 14. In the desert they gave in to their craving. In the waste land they put God to the test. 15. So He gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease upon them.
Okay, 这十五节哈，英文翻译有两种。
There are two ways of a translation of verse 15.
那如果 NIV 翻译就是刚刚所念的哈，神将这个疾病送进他们当中。
In the NIV version, it just says God sent a wasting disease upon them.
但如果我们看这个 New King James version 哈，就跟中文一样。
If you read New King James Version, it's just like the Chinese version.
将他们所求的给他们。
That God gave what they asked for.
他们求什么？
What did they ask?
欲望的满足。
They asked for the fulfillment of their desire.
他们本来在旷野就是吃玛瑙。
In the wilderness, they were eating manna.
那玛瑙是很有营养的。
Manna was very nutritious.
神所赐的怎么会没有营养？
God gave things full of nutrition.
味道像原水子一样。
And it tastes very well.
哦，所以也不错。
It's good.
但是就是吃久了就觉得说这个太乏味了。
But they eat this every day, they lost appetite on it.
因此他们就开始在回想以前他们在埃及地怎么生活。
They start remembering how they, what life they had in Egypt.
他们吃韭菜也有鱼也有肉。
They eat all kind of vegetable and eat fish and meat.
所以他们这个欲望一多起来。
So when their desire increase,
又没有办法得到满足。
And it cannot be, and it was not satisfied.
就开始埋怨神。
They start complaining and grumbling against God.
为什么天天只吃玛瑙？
They complain, why did they just eat manna daily?
神不能够给我们肉吃吗？
Why cannot God give them meat?
诗篇106篇说他们叫这个叫试探神。
And the Bible describes here, they are actually putting God to test.
那神将他们所求的赐给他们。
And God gave them what they asked for.
求什么？求肉。神赐给他们。
They asked for meat, God gave them meat.
所以他们欲望真的得到满足了。
So their desire was fulfilled.
但是在欲望满足的同时，心灵软弱下来。
But at the same time, their spiritual life become weakened.
所以不是每一次欲望满足都是好的。
So it's not that every time our physical desire gets satisfied is a good phenomenon.
圣经已经很清楚讲。他们欲望满足，心灵软弱下来。
The Bible says here, the moment their desire gets fulfilled, their spirit become weakened.
所以，这是一个非常重要的提醒。
This is a serve as important reminder to us.
以色列百姓在旷野是一个例子。
The life of Israelites in wilderness serve as example to us.
因为人的欲望一旦满足以后，有时候这个人的心没有办法受苦。
Because if our physical desire gets satisfied, we lose the spirit to endure hardship.
圣经里面有这个事实。
The Bible have this example to us.
请看阿摩斯书第六章。
Please refer the book of Amos, verse 4.
阿摩斯书的第六章。
第六章。Amos chapter 6, sorry.
我们看阿摩斯先知当时的世代人怎么生活。
Let's examine the generation of Amos, how people live a life there.
从第三节开始。
Starting from chapter 6, verse 3.
你们以为降祸的日子还远，坐在位上进行强暴。第四节。
Verse 4.
你们躺卧在象牙床上，书身在塔上，吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。第五节。
Verse 5.
弹琴鼓瑟，唱消弦歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的。第六节。
6.
以大酒大碗喝酒，用上等油谋生。你看当时阿摩先知的世代生活非常好。
We can see that people lead a luxurious life at that time.
躺卧在象牙床上。
They lie on bed inlaid with ivory.
这是最高级的睡觉的工具
啊。This is a highest quality of bed.
那书生在塔上，就是这个沙发。
And they lounge on their couches.
这是最好的沙发。
This is best kind of couches.
那吃的是羊羔牛犊，最好的。
They dine on choice lamb and fattened calf.
然后弹琴鼓瑟，唱消弦歌曲。
They play.With music of a harp,
就是娱乐
that's all entertainment.
流行当时世代流行的娱乐
that's a popular form of entertainment.
第六节大碗喝酒
verse 6, they drink wine by the bowlful.
酒喝下去暂时消愁啊。
To drink wine, it can quench their sorrow temporarily.
上等油抹身
use the finest lotion on their body.
最好的化妆。
Is the best kind of cosmetics.
这个就欲望满足已经在当时世代已经达到最高点了。
So they have satisfied their physical desire to the most.
那这种生活到底带来什么结果？
What is the result of this kind of luxurious life?
第三节
verse
第三节第一句话。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
说他们以为降祸的日子还远，因为生活太舒服了，以为说那个降祸日子还好远。
they put off the evil days, thought all these problems is far away from them.
就像挪亚的世代，天天吃喝嫁娶，生活太快乐了，什么有洪水，他没有办法去想象，没有一种忧患意识。
Just like the day of Noah, they eat and drink, had a good life. They could not imagine what this flood looked like, and they have no sense of the urgency of the time.
所以启示录里面的讲，末世要来之前啊，那个巴比伦啊，里面有很多很多的豪华。
Likewise, the book of Revelation described before the end of days.The city of Babylon is filled with all kind of entertainment.
人在那个里面已经麻掉了，麻痹了，不知道主的愤怒已经到了。
And people's lose their sensitivity to the warning of God.
吃的喝的很快乐，已经忘记了神的怒气已经到了。
They focus on eating and drinking. They forget the wrath of God is going to pour on them.
所以这个阿摩斯书里面这个第六节最后一句说，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧，因为生活太舒服了，苦的我都不要。
In the book of Amos, it described they live so comfortably. Verse 6, they did not grieve over the ruin of Joseph.
所以生活太舒服以后，没有办法受苦。
That is, if a man is indulged in the enjoyment of life.He lose a spirit to endure hardship.
这就很危险了。
And it's a very dangerous state.
彼得前书里面讲主耶稣怎么与罪断绝。
In the book of 1 Peter, it mentioned how Jesus Christ cultivate a spirit to endure hardship.
第四章说主耶稣在肉身受苦就与罪断绝。
It describes how Jesus disconnect from sin, that is, he suffer on his in his life.
魔鬼怎么引诱人犯罪？
How did Satan entice people to commit sin?
在让人舒服。
That is, first elect people to have a luxurious life.
你看那个善恶果，看起来很悦人眼目，舒服。
For example, the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it looks good.
吃起来也很舒服。
It tastes good.
那跟神一样也很好。
And it will make people like God is good.
就在很好的当中一个毒钩在那里。
But in all this goodness, there's a deadly a hook there.
耶稣你看魔鬼来看耶稣。
Let's see how Satan tempted Jesus.
他已经禁食40昼夜。
Jesus has fasted for 40 days and nights.
魔鬼说你可以从石头变成饼啊，哇那很舒服啊，马上吃下去这不是很舒服啊。
Satan said, "You can change a stone into bread, and that can satisfy his hungry stomach."
天上的荣华富贵来看，你只要拜我，都给你。
If you worship me, I will give you all the glory of this world to you.
除荣华富贵，看起来不是很舒服啊。
Is not that the glory of this earth full of enjoyment?
你可以从殿顶跳下去。
You can jump from the temple roof.
神差遣天使把你保护。
God will send angel to protect you.
让大家赞美你，那不是很舒服吗？
And people will praise you. Isn't that a very great?
就在很舒服的当中，里面已经有个毒钩在里面。
Yet, despite all these temptation, there's a deadly hook in there.
所以神让我饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
So it is the grace of God that we can eat and drink.
但是如果过分的 abuse 这个过分的这个怎么样放纵了神给我们的恩典
？If we are obsessed by eating and drinking, it's a sin.
那这个放纵神的恩典里面就有一个毒钩了。
In the sin, there's a hidden poisonous hook there.
我们渐渐离开了神。
And it will drag away us from God.
所以人在这个肉身的生活的受苦啊，常常在生活在很舒服的生活中呢，就失去了这个能力。
So while living in a comfortable life, we lose strength from God.
主耶稣怎么在肉身受苦
？How did Jesus suffer in the flesh?
第一个，他生活很简单。
First, he led a simple life.
第二个，他常常禁食祷告。
Second, he fasted and prayed often.
我们在非洲的教会。
In our African church,
我一谈到禁食祷告，真的没有困难。
It's very easy to have fasting prayer there.
一天吃两餐。
That is, they eat two meals a day.
每一餐吃一碗饭。
Each meal, they only have one bowl of rice.
肚子常常是半饿的。
So their stomachs is always not fully filled.
所以要禁食，这不是困难。
It's not a big deal for them to fast.
但是我们现在是吃得很丰富。
But nowadays, United States, we live a comfortable life. A true life example.
所以有时候我们在很舒服的环境当中失去受苦的能力。
So while we living a comfortable life, we lose ability to suffer.
第五个，
point number five.
当一个人很注重肉体欲望的满足的时候，常常他浪费的钱财也破坏了身体。
If a person is indulged in eating and drinking, he actually destroy the health of his body and wasted money.
有时候我们在想啊，我们到餐馆吃一餐多少钱？
Let's consider how much we spend in a restaurant for a meal.
可能没有五十块、一百块出不来。
Perhaps we spend $50 or even $100.
我们想，非洲人做工作一个月，一个人收入多少？五十块美金。
Do you know an African, they work for a month and their income is about $50.
所以有时候我们吃一餐啊，非洲人一个月的生活费。
So the expense of one meal in United States is compared to 1 month's wages in Africa.
因此我们常常在这样想的时候，我们就发现了，有时候生活比较单纯一点哦，我们可以用更多的钱做更有意义的事情。
So this remind us, perhaps if we live a simple life, our money can be spent on more meaningful matters.
当然钱是我们的，你要怎么用这是你的自由。
Of course, we have the money, we have the freedom to spend.
但是如果神的爱在我们里面，
But if the love of God dwells in our heart,
你就发现我们的也是别人的。
We know that what we have also belong to other people.
就像主耶稣的就是我们的，因为他爱我们。
Just like what Jesus has is also ours because Jesus loves us.
就像使徒行传里面凡物共用。
Just like in the day of apostle, people share what they have.
因为他们有爱在里面。
Because love exists among them.
所以爱让我们觉得我们生活要简单一点，让我们更多的资源可以帮助那些需要的。
So love promise to live a simple life and to share what we have for those who do not have.
因此啊，我们要避免过分追求肉体欲望的满足啊，吃喝为利啊，我们要追求平衡的生活。
So we must pursue a balanced life.
请看《申命记》第八章。
Let's refer Deuteronomy chapter 8.
申命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出来的话。神告诉当时的摩西。
And this is what God told Moses.
主耶稣也引用这一句话。
Jesus also quoted this verse.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live on bread alone.
人活着不是单靠，不是单追求肉体的满足。
Man live not just for the pursuit of satisfaction of his flesh,
也要靠神口里所出来的一切话，
but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
也要追求灵里面的满足。
We also need to pursue the satisfaction of our spiritual life.
所以阿摩斯书里面说到末世有很多人要饥饿，不是没有水，不是没有饼吃，要干渴，不是没有水喝。
So the book of Amos talk about in the end, many people will become thirsty not because they have not water.
乃是缺乏神的话。
It's because they lack the words of God.
所以在这个社会以欲望做推动社会进步的一个力量社会里面，我们要再回归自然，回归单纯，来用更多的时间精力来亲近神。
So despite our society use the fulfillment of our desire as a motivation for our life, we should return to a simple life.
我们看以利亚的例子。
Let's remember the life of Elijah.
我们看施洗约翰的例子。
Let's remember the example of John the Baptist.
我们看主耶稣的例子。
Let's remember the example of Jesus Christ.
这些属灵的人物。
All these spiritual people,
他们的生活都是单纯平衡的。
They all led a simple yet balanced life.